Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation with some great problems. One of those problems, marijuana laced with fentanyl, which is rising across the United States, is contributing to another year, yep, third year in a row, of drug overdose deaths of over 100,000 people. And generally, this is contributing to this disastrous news. It made the front page of the Wall Street Journal. The headline, Young Americans Are Dying at Alarming Rates. And before you let that news wash over you, we're talking about people between the ages of 10 and 19 years old who are dying at a vastly higher rate than they were 5 years ago, 10 years ago. What is going on here? There's also a report about the rate of depression increasing in the United States. And we will be speaking to a very prominent psychotherapist, Gene Twenge, author of a number of best-selling books, about what is contributing to this real problem that we have with the generational mental health issues for many of our young people. Okay, first of all, this piece about the death rate of American children. The four main causes, says the subheading, pushed up mortality, reversing years of decline. For decades, advances in healthcare and safety steadily drove down death rates among American children. In an alarming reversal, rates have now risen to the highest level in nearly 15 years, particularly driven by homicides, drug overdoses, car accidents, and suicide. The uptick among younger Americans accelerated in 2020. Though COVID-19 itself wasn't a major cause of death for young people, researchers say social disruption caused by the pandemic exacerbated public health problems, including worsening anxiety and depression, greater access to firearms, dangerous driving, and more lethal narcotics, fentanyl in particular, also helped push up death rates. Between 2019 and 2020, the overall mortality rate for ages 1 to 19 rose by 10.7% and increased an additional 8.3% the following year. That's a total of 18% increase in just the rate of young people below the age of 19 who are dying. And all of it, it seems to be unnecessary and tragic when you think about what it means for parents to lose a child at that age, or for a child that age to lose his or her life. Other developed countries, including the United Kingdom, Germany, Canada, and Norway, also saw a rise in some death counts among young people during the time, though the upticks were often concentrated in narrow age groups or one gender. The U.S. is the only place among peer nations where firearms are the number one cause of death in young people. Suicides among Americans aged 10 to 19 began increasing in 2007, while homicide rates for that age group started climbing in 2013, according to research in JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association. Penicillin and other antibiotics drove down deaths from bacterial infections in the years following World War II, and vaccines controlled lethal viruses such as polio. And by the way, that's a fact, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., that is not debatable. Safer automobiles, seatbelts and car seats, made driving less deadly, bicycle helmets, smoke detectors, and swimming lessons, reduced fatal accidents and drownings, medical advancements that save premature babies and treat leukemia and other cancers, helped more children survive once lethal diagnoses. All of those gains are now being offset by essentially four causes of death. COVID, which surged to America's number three cause of death during the pandemic, accounted for just one-tenth of the rise in mortality among young people. Young people in 2020. And one-fifth of the rise in mortality in 2021. And they go through a story here that is just heartbreaking. And about a boy named Joshua, and they have pictures of his parents. But after a family trip to Disney World, sorry, Governor DeSantis, after a family trip to Disney World this past summer, Joshua, age 14, started high school and seemed excited about meeting new people. That's what his mother said. It was Friday night after the first week of freshman year, and she brought home Sonic hamburgers that she and Joshua ate together at the kitchen island. He told his mother about a girl he wanted to ask to the homecoming dance, and the mother began planning to get him a mum, a Texas tradition, that he could give to his date. Joshua went to his room for the night while his mother packed for a business trip the next morning. She told her husband she thought their efforts to stop their son's marijuana use were finally working. "I feel so good about everything," she recalled telling Steve Gillihan, her husband. "I think we have turned the corner with Joshua." The next morning she went to say goodbye to Joshua before he went to school and before her planned trip, and she found his body cold and lifeless in his bed. An autopsy showed he died from fentanyl toxicity. Kim Gillihan says she believes her son took what he thought was oxycodone or Percocet, but was instead pure fentanyl. She said she doesn't know how he obtained it. "We thought we were doing all the right things," she said. For young people, boys whose mortality rates are roughly twice those of girls, saw their death rates worsen to a slightly greater degree during the pandemic. The overall findings held true when researchers excluded those ages 18 and 19. Physicians and public health researchers say that school closures, canceled sports and youth activities, and limitations on in-person socializing all worsened the burgeoning mental health epidemic among young people in the U.S. Social media, they say, has helped fuel it by replacing successful relationships with a craving for online social attention that leaves young people unfulfilled and exposes them to sites that glamorize unhealthy behaviors, such as cutting themselves or eating disorders. We are seeing younger and younger patients coming in with mental health crises, and even those 8 to 10 years old coming in with suicidal ideation, said Lois Lee, a pediatric emergency physician at Boston Children's Hospital, who chairs the American Academy of Pediatrics Council on Injury, Violence, and Poison Prevention. To some extent, the rising mortality rates for young people mirror trends in the adult population. Death rates started climbing for middle-aged white Americans starting in 1999. Largely because of suicide, alcohol abuse, drug overdoses, and chronic liver diseases, though rates for black and Hispanic Americans fell over the same period. Isn't that extraordinary? That for white people, the death rate was increasing, while mortality was improving for black and Hispanics? In 2020, life expectancy fell 1.8 years nationwide, the largest decline since at least World War II. And not just because of COVID, but also because of increased mortality from unintentional injuries, including drug overdoses, as well as homicides and car crashes. We will be speaking with Gene Twenge about how this increased mortality affects different generations and what to do about it.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Is killing our kids. The headline in the Wall Street Journal, young Americans are dying at alarming rates, the worst in 15 years. What exactly is going on? Somebody who has some perspective on that is Jean Twenge, who's become a friend of this show. I'm proud to say she's been with us on many occasions. She is the author, most recently, of Generations, The Real Differences Between Gen Z, Millennials, Gen X, Boomers, and Silence, and What They Mean for America's Future. Jean is, by the way, a professor at San Diego State University, and has really sounded the alarm in some of the devastating impact of social media and phones and other things that are drawing our young people. The Wall Street Journal had a huge piece today that talked about the increased death rate, which is the worst in 15 years, and it has gone up very dramatically, gone up 20-25%. And a death rate for young people, particularly between the ages of 10 and 19. And they say there are four factors, Gene, and the four factors are drug overdoses, homicide, suicide, and car accidents. Does that sound right to you?
It does. The suicide rate is particularly alarming because youth suicide rates had actually been improving for a while. They were high in the 90s, and they got better until the late 2000s, and then they started to tick up again, and they've increased the most among the youngest kids. So 12 to 14-year-olds in particular, we've seen doubling and even tripling or quadrupling in the suicide rate in the last 10 to 15 years.
And if you were to explain that, and I know that your writing, you look at that in the way that threats like suicide and depression, drug overdoses, the way that that all impacts different generations, what would be the main factor for particularly the increased risk of our children?
Well, for depression and self-harm and suicide, those started to increase around the time that smartphones became popular and when social media really became ubiquitous in the lives of teens. It also coincides with teens not spending as much time with their friends in person. So that's really not a good formula for mental health and for emotional health when kids are spending a lot more time alone in their bedrooms scrolling through social media as opposed to actually spending time with each other.
There was a story that they tell in the Wall Street Journal about a mother in Texas whose son was battling depression. He was become a heavy marijuana user, and he ended up at age 14 dying of a drug overdose. It was apparently something else laced with fentanyl. What would be the most important thing for parents who, or grandparents or friends who want to keep children safe?
Well, you know, a lot of people don't realize that many of these drugs are sold on social media. Snapchat, for example, is known among teens as the place to get drugs. So that combined with these issues around depression and social media suggest to me that we should be trying first to put more regulations on social media, which is basically completely unregulated right now. You don't need a parental you do not need parental permission to sign up to get an account. The age minimum is supposed to be 13, but it's not enforced. So we have, you know, 10, 11-year-old kids on these apps, often when their parents don't even know. So it's very frustrating because, you know, I don't know when we'll get these regulations. So parents are in a really tough position. We're kind of swimming upstream. I have three kids myself. I do think there's some things we can try. We can try to put off getting our kids smartphones for as long as we can. And then when they do get a phone, get them one like a flip phone or a Gab phone. That's a phone that you can talk and text and take pictures, and that's it. There's not even an ability to download social media apps. And if you do get them a smartphone, put some parental controls on it so they have some guardrails.
Your new book, Generations, talks about the real differences between Gen Z, millennials, Gen X, boomers, and silence. What other than the obvious differences of the physiological aspects of aging, what are the core differences that we ought to be aware of?
Well, generations are often discussed in terms of major events. So how old were you when, say, the Vietnam War happened, or how old were you when September 11 happened? But those major events don't have as much impact on day-to-day life as technology. When I'm talking about technology, it's not just smartphones. It's also things like airplanes and better medical care and washing machines, you know, all the things that make our lives easier now than it was for our grandparents and great-grandparents. So technology's really created a lot of generational divides now. And my goal in the book is to use as much survey data as possible to try to find what the real differences are so we can understand each other better. And it's very hard to list all the differences because, you know, the book is very comprehensive. But clearly there's a difference in, just as one example, the life course, that teens now are less likely to get their driver's license. And they're less likely to drink alcohol. They're less likely to date. They're taking longer to do adult things. Young adults take longer to get married and have children and settle into careers. And this creates a lot of misunderstandings. You know, our grandparents are like, why are my millennial grandchildren, you know, 27 and not married yet? This is actually something that's affecting all generations, that because we live longer for the most part, then people take longer to grow up and take longer to grow old. If you've heard of 60 is the new 50, then you know what I'm talking about.
I do indeed. The basic idea of younger people in particular being victimized by depression and the suicides and the homicides, and that going up right now, the connection with social media, well, we have the first state in the union that has actually banned a social media service entirely. Which one? I bet you can guess. We will get to that and more. Gene Twenge's book, Generations, it's linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order, free shipping, plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guarantee.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump survived the impeachment hearings, but will President Biden? Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene has introduced articles of impeachment against President Biden. The Republican alleges he violated his oath of office by not securing the country's borders and protecting national security. Target is recalling close to 5 million candles that could crack while burning and pose risk of injury. The items could break and could cut or burn users. The recall is for the threshold glass jar candles in various scents, sold beginning August 29th. Montana is becoming the first U.S. state to ban the social media app TikTok.
The Montana Constitution has a very broad protection for individual privacy, and TikTok violates that.
Governor Greg Gianforte said the bill will protect Montanans from the Chinese Communist Party. Dave Collins, USA News.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And there's breaking news from the New York Times. Disney, you've heard of them. Disney has pulled the plug on a $1 billion development. In which state do you think? In Florida. They were going to do a new office complex and relocate a division from California to Florida, which would have created more than 2,000 new jobs for Floridians. But that was scuttled as the company and Governor DeSantis continue to feud. War with a mouse, not a good thing. Not a good thing. It doesn't seem to be helping Governor DeSantis. Something else that is not helping that is related to what we were talking about some of the problems with the young people. We were speaking with Gene Twenge a moment ago. Marijuana laced with fentanyl, specifically, is rising across the U.S., and they begin busting this particular drug cocktail. Marijuana laced with fentanyl has been found in New York, Alabama, Illinois, and Louisiana. Fentanyl, a highly potent synthetic opioid that's 100 times stronger than morphine and 55 times stronger than heroin, is increasingly being mixed with other substances to make them more potent at a cheap price. Just 2 milligrams of fentanyl, imagine 10 to 15 grains of table salt, can kill you. It can prove fatal. And staggering figures showed it is killing the equivalent of an entire classroom of children every single week. Something else that is problematic for children is the unbridled social media. The state of Montana which is strongly controlled by Republicans and where we hope ardently to have a replacement for Senator Tester, who's the Democratic senator from Montana. This is one of those states where Republicans, by all rights, should have a successful bid to capture a Senate seat. But in any event, the state of Montana has decided to ban TikTok. The measure will go into effect in January of this coming year, and legal challenges are sure to be waged before this ban comes into operation. This is clip 13.
The first state to ban TikTok. The legislation makes it illegal for the app stores to give users the option to download TikTok. It's also illegal for the company TikTok to operate within that state. The law is likely to face challenges in court, arguing it restricts free speech. The president signed a motion last year to prohibit federal government employees from using TikTok on work devices.
Okay, and the governor of Montana, Governor Greg Gianforte, who's a Republican, of course, he says he wishes his state's new law banning TikTok was even broader than it is. Clip 7.
Well, we have all kinds of apps on our phones. The issue with TikTok and these other applications owned by foreign adversaries is they're able to steal data about Americans and ship it back for nefarious purposes. It's not what the app does. It's where the personal data goes. This is a national security issue. It's a violation of the Montana privacy clause in our Constitution, and we're pleased that we're the first state in the country to outright ban the application. Again, I wish it was broader. I wish it picked up the Russian apps and the other Chinese apps. We just ran out of time in our legislature to get that done.
Well, there hopefully can be better time, more time, to complete what they're attempting to achieve. The latest TikTok challenge for users is young people who randomly walk into strangers' houses and film them. Do you get this, Jeremy? I don't understand this. Here is one such example on the app. And Rockstar Greg Tomlin comments, this is sure to get somebody shot eventually. Okay, this is a challenge on TikTok about randomly walking into strange houses. And this after all those incidents we've had where somebody drives into the wrong driveway and gets shot or knocks on the wrong door and gets shot. And now we're daring people to do that on TikTok. Listen, sounds like this.
Well, this is another study
group. We're not kids, man.
Oh, you got kids on the phone. Oh, I thought this was a study group. I actually thought. Yeah, I mean, this is a study group.
Okay, I must say that I'm kind of not even sure what is happening there. But apparently it will not be happening, if the legislature can help it, in the state of Montana. Meanwhile, in terms of other local news, the White House has announced that Joe Biden, having fixed everything else, is going to help the city of Seattle fix its homeless crisis. President Joe Biden's administration wants to accelerate efforts to get unsheltered people in Seattle into permanent housing. Good luck with that. As part of a federal initiative to reduce homelessness by 25% in 2 years, the White House announced this morning. Through the initiative, which is called All Inside, good luck, the U.S. Interagency Council on Homelessness will partner with Seattle and five other cities including Chicago, Dallas, Los Angeles, and Phoenix metropolitan areas. Mayor Bruce Harrell and King County Executive Dow Constantine are expected to mark the announcement at a virtual event with White House officials today. Seattle and King County have the third largest homeless population in the country at more than 13,300 people, according to the 2022 point-in-time count data. But experts acknowledge the annual federal count held over the course of one day is unreliable and likely an undercount. Well, that's encouraging. This isn't the first time Seattle has received federal help with the region's homelessness crisis. Last September, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development deployed three staff members to help the King County Regional Homeless Authority start up its housing command center. All of this has just gone so well in the past. And remember, yeah, President Obama had promised it was going to take 10 years and homelessness would be over nationwide. Do you think homelessness has gotten better in that 10 years? Well, in one place it's gotten better. Police and city work crews removed a homeless camp yesterday morning that had been set up in a North Seattle park since January. Dozens of tents lined the edges of Hubbard Homestead Park in the Northgate area, but notices were posted earlier this week that people had 72 hours to clear their personal property. The camp cleaning took about 3 hours to complete on Wednesday morning. Neighbors told Como News that they had filed numerous complaints about the camp. Jaron Johnson sometimes takes his martial arts students to practice at the park and also lives nearby, but said he kept having bad encounters with the homeless people living there. The main concern for me was the open drug use. Okay, this does not have a happy ending. Why not? Because they're moving these people, but they won't accept shelter. We'll get to it.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Obnoxious encampment, an encampment in the Hubbard Homestead Park in the Northgate area of Seattle. And one of the neighbors who visited there was named Jaron Johnson. And he says, my main concern for me was the open drug use, so you're going to get unnatural behavior, hyper-aggressive behavior, and I've had to deal with that out there. I've been approached multiple times in an aggressive manner, but I've been able to resolve it without violence. Well, when they're approaching you in a hyper-aggressive manner, for what? Because they want you to spare change, right? They want you to help fund their drug habits. A spokesperson for the mayor's office said outreach workers started visiting the camp. This is at the Hubbard Homestead Park in Northgate. About a month ago. It's not a camp. I mean, a camp is where you send a kid for summer, right? I mean, this is, what do you call it? I don't know, encampment is a better term. But it's not a campsite. It's not meant to be. The mayor's office said outreach workers started visiting the camp about a month ago and initially identified 20 people, but by Wednesday they counted 35 people living at the camp. Among those, 19 said that they would accept offers of shelter or services. Wow, what a triumph. In other words, nearly half of the people who are living there, nearly half, won't accept shelter or services. Referrals were made to a variety of congregate shelters and tiny house villages, including Otto's Place, Navigation Center, Camp Second Chance, Friendship Heights Village, and Othello Village. A woman named Candy told Como News she moved into the camp 5 days ago and said the help she was offered didn't work for her. She didn't want the help. Why not? Quote, I stayed at their shelter, Candy, spelled with a K, said. They have a whole bunch of rats and transgender people with the females. And I don't think that's right. Wait, in other words, she is transphobic? And so she won't go to a shelter that's being offered to provide her with free accommodations? Because there are transgender people there. Other people could be seen with their belongings, loaded into carts and heading off on foot along surrounding streets. Como News asked whether there was a follow-up plan for them, and spokespeople said, some people who declined shelter offers indicated they would relocate themselves, but they did not provide details on where exactly they were going. What a surprise. Neighbors said they're glad to have their park back and that the homeless who wanted help can now access it, but they think the city needs a better approach. Yeah, so do I. However, they are choosing to deal with it on a large scale. They need to be open to admitting that maybe their plan's not working so well, Jaron Johnson said. As far as keeping a new camp encampment from taking hold in this now clean park, the park has weekly trash pickup that brings city crews to the site. There will also be inspections done twice a week to see if any tents or other obstructions need to be addressed, though a city official said the schedule is subject to change. All right, well, that sounds promising and reasonable. Is this promising and reasonable? The First Lady and the Second Gentleman have been stepping out together. This reported in Hotline, Jill Biden, the First Lady, and Second Gentleman, Doug Emhoff, who's married to Vice President Harris, attended the Harry Styles versus Lizzo Soul Cycle class in Georgetown yesterday. Did you know about this, Jeremy? This is... What is the Harry Styles versus Lizzo Soul Cycle class? Is this an exercise class, or is it... Okay, and then there's this. This is from New Hampshire Union Leader. A historical marker honoring labor leader and radical feminist Elizabeth Gurley Flynn was set up in Concord, New Hampshire, just 2 weeks ago. And it was taken down after the Republicans who control the state legislature found out that Elizabeth Gurley Flynn was a communist. Okay, again, this is not a statue that was there from time immemorial. Wouldn't you think that somebody would investigate a little bit more about Elizabeth Gurley Flynn before you actually put up a new memorial in her honor? And then there is this. And it's encouraging, actually. This is number one. They had a Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing to discuss what comes next for U.S. policy toward Russia. And Mitt Romney spoke about how we have succeeded before in dealing with that country. This is clip one.
I don't want to oversimplify our successful strategy relative to the former Soviet Union, but we outcompeted them militarily, economically, and they finally cried uncle. Whether that was from internal pressure or just a collapse of their competitiveness, I really can't say. But most successful strategies focus on a couple of things that are the most effective. I don't know what those items might be. I'm just going to ask each of you to help me think about what should we really focus on. There's so many things we need to do as we confront a Russia that we can't trust, a Russia that is assertive, aggressive, and brutal. But are there some things that we're really not getting right yet, that we're not focused on sufficiently, that really ought to become the focus of our strategy? I hear a number of us thinking about we need to restrict their economy. It's a challenge when they have oil and gas and coal and uranium in such abundance. I mean, they're always going to have enough money, and the Russian people put up with awful things, in part the alternative is going to a gulag. So where's the pressure point? Where are the places that we really ought to be applying more effort if we're going to try and change the course of Russian trajectory?
Okay, that is a question for later. The question right now is about a new movie, an international thriller called Operation Fortune. Just released on DVD and streaming.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Jason Statham, Aubrey Plaza, and Cary Elwes play seasoned operatives assigned to protect the international economy from a diabolical conspiracy to destroy it. It's part of director Guy Ritchie's latest thriller called Operation Fortune, now playing in theaters everywhere.
I have another job for you. So what we got?
Greg Simmons.
It's a billionaire arms dealer.
You can't catch this fish with conventional lures.
Very good. Carry on.
Well, they carry on by blackmailing one of Hollywood's biggest stars, played by Josh Hartnett. Help them penetrate the glittering world of a charming but malevolent billionaire, played by Hugh Grant. The abundant action scenes are first class, and the characterizations and twisty plot as they travel from one scenic location to another should satisfy devoted followers of 007 until the next Bond installment. It's rated R for plenty of hard-hitting violence and some raunchy passing sex references. 2.5 stars for Operation Fortune.
And we will be covering tomorrow some of the surprises in what governments are attempting. Should governments promote higher birth rates, this particularly at a time when India has just taken over the most populous country, crowned from China? There's a piece in Reason magazine that says storks don't take orders from the state. And it's really not so capable of for governments to try to encourage new birth rates. We'll also be speaking with Pulitzer Prize winning author Tim Egan about his new book about the way that a fascist organization, and that's really is the Ku Klux Klan, almost took over an American state 100 years ago, long after the Civil War, in the modern era. How'd that happen? What does it say to us today? And we'll also talk about the scandal of a homeless scam here in Seattle and more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I Resort.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.